John 17:1-11. Peace to all my brothers and sisters listening in today. Lies, life, and love. 1. Lies. Once a year, on the most holy day of the year, the Jews gather to celebrate what they call Yom Kippur. Kippur literally means to cover, and the idea is that God's love is called upon to cleanse and cover over all the sins of Israel. Also called the Day of Atonement, the Jews use this time to look deeply within their hearts and search their souls in truth and repent of their sins. In order to restore their relationship with God, they humble themselves and admit their transgressions against the covenant. It is thus a time of conversion, of turning away from the past lies, and of letting go of any hindrances or attachments in order to return to God. At this time, the high priest offers a sacrificial goat, and then in the temple pronounces the unutterable name of God. The only time during the year he's allowed to do that. The prayer that we hear today is structured in the same format of the high priest. 2, life. Jesus prays to the Father to ask for glory so that he may glorify the Father by giving eternal life to his people. Eternal life is knowing intimately the Father through a deep, personal, loving relationship. In this way, eternal life is not something we enter into when we die, but rather is open for us to experience in the here and now. It is true life, real life, the indestructible life. The reason why Jesus says, whoever believes in him shall never die. Knowing God in the biblical sense means becoming one with him in loving communion, and thus becoming fully alive. This is precisely why the early Christians were called the living. They had found him who was the way, the truth, and the life. 3, love. This true life is love. That is the good news. Jesus offers us true life, true love, and this life is the divine love, communion of the Father and the Son, which is the Holy Spirit, who is the giver of life. We are called to imitate Mary and, opening our hearts, receive his seed of eternal life in order for it to bear fruit in us. May our prayer be today that we are like Mary, being willing to be open and allowing his word of life to penetrate into the very depths of our being. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Always remember, heaven is our goal.